Got Eric Moore with us with Soil Warrior right now. Eric, we're talking about phosphorus, and we were just talking with Jerry Willem with AgriLiquid, and he said we got to put it in the ground or we run into the stratification. So what are you seeing with strip tillage, and what are some of the farmers you work with doing with phosphorus?
You know, it's really, I agree with him as far as getting that phosphorus placed. You know, you have to have it in the root system. You have to have it in solution where that root mass is growing. And we want to get it placed where we don't have those erosion, those losses concerns as well. So that's the big advantage that strip till gives us, is the ability to place those nutrients where we need them, where the majority of that root mass is going to be.
When you look at phosphorus, timing seems to be one of the questions we get a lot too. If I put it out in the fall, am I fine? Do I need to put it out in the spring? Should I do some of each? What are you seeing more guys doing in your system?
You know, it really depends on the location and what their overall tillage system is. If we're kind of east of the Missouri River, where a lot of those acres need to have that soil warmed up early in the spring, it's a two-pass strip till operation. So as long as they're making that fall strip till application, we see a lot of that phosphorus and potassium, those nutrients applied in the fall. The spring application is more of your mobile nutrients. I would say your nitrogen and sulfurs are applied more in the springtime. If we're out west of that area in more drought-prone areas where it's a single-pass operation, we see a lot more of that phosphorus applied in the springtime ahead of that planting operation as well. So it really depends on what their overall tillage system is. Myself, I'd like to see any of our nutrient applications made closer to the time that the plant's going to use them. So that would be my preference, is to see our nutrient applications made in the spring in a split application or a pre-plant application if we could.
All right. Now, with the varying soil moisture conditions, certainly getting a lot of strip-till questions right now about, okay, if it's a little on the too dry side, should I wait in case we get some moisture to make it more ideal? Or on the opposite end of things, well, I may be just a little bit too wet. It's dried out fairly well, but it's not perfect yet. What do you recommend for guys in each of those situations?
You know, my personal opinion is I would rather see us till a little bit too dry than a little bit too wet. If we go in too wet and we create compaction layers and we create soil just compaction where that it's going to be a restriction to that root mass, it can take a lot of years of freeze, thaw, or tillage operations to recover that soil structure. So if at all possible, let's try to till a little too dry rather than a little too wet.
We talk a lot about corn stalks and strip tilling right into corn stalks. It makes some guys nervous. We use a chopping corn head. What do you find more farmers having success with, chopping corn heads, vertical tillage, chopping up the stalks a little bit? What things have worked?
You know, I see a lot of combinations out there. If we're not using, the biggest thing is sizing and distributing residue. If we're going into that fall operation, that's really when we start preparing for that spring operation. So a chopping corn head can size that residue and really run less plant residue through that machine that you've got to distribute out the back, especially if we're into really wide harvest widths, you know, 12, 16 row harvest widths. It's tough to get that crop residue spread out the back of the machine to that full width. So in those situations, I do like a chopping corn head. The struggle can be, do we make that product too fine to where it's not attached to anything, and then the winds that we're going to have this week can really redistribute that into piles. If we don't have some way to size that residue at harvest, that's where I think vertical tillage in the springtime comes in, where we can size that with some vertical tillage. There again, that's another mechanical operation, I'd rather see growers just get the right strip till implement to where they don't have to have another tillage pass across there.
Totally agree. Hey, Eric, thank you so much. We'll be right back with more Ag PhD after this.